Section 2. You will hear a speaker talking about the Queenstown Wildlife Sanctuary. First, you will have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you along today to the Queenstown Wildlife Sanctuary. It's great that you could join us here. Before we start on a brief tour around the site, I'd just like to have a few minutes to tell you a little bit about the sanctuary itself, as well as some of the work that we do here. The land on which the sanctuary now stands was gifted to a charitable trust in 1994 and was established as a wildlife sanctuary nearly 10 years later, in 2002. While the sanctuary had originally operated with a primarily educational focus, this changed soon afterward, and 2 years later, in 2004, our main role became involved with conservation first and foremost. As far as opening hours are concerned, the sanctuary is open to the general public on both Saturdays and Sundays, with Mondays being a day off for our staff. Having said that, we also close 2 hours earlier than usual on Thursdays at 3 p.m. and are operating until 5 p.m. on all other business days. As your guide, I should also mention that the sanctuary and the charity which operates it do offer the opportunity to members of the public to join our conservation club. Membership includes a number of discounts at our gift shop, special passes, and a free copy of our monthly newsletter outlining all of our recent conservation efforts. If you are interested in finding out more about it and possibly joining our conservation club, please remember to ask at the front desk before you leave today. Lastly, for the teachers and students among you, I would like to let you know that we do offer special tours for classes ranging from primary to secondary level. You just need to arrange these by booking at least a few weeks in advance.
You now have some time to read questions 16 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 16 to 20.
Now, as I lead you outside of the entrance building to the Kiwi House, I must remind you that these are very shy, nocturnal creatures, so please do not use your cameras or mobiles with the flash function to take pictures inside the enclosure. Talking is fine, and there is absolutely no problem with any of you having a snack or drink inside the Kiwi House, although I must ask you to speak very quietly, as shouting is likely to disturb the animals. Right, here we are outside the Kiwi House. I'd just like to say a few quick words about some of the conservation work that we do here at the Queenstown Wildlife Sanctuary. This work is part of what we call the conservation cycle. This process really begins for us when an animal is brought to the sanctuary. Initially, the animals are assessed for injuries so that we can decide what type of care they may require. Over the next 12 to 24 weeks or so, the animals are cared for and gradually nursed back to health. After we have looked after them for between 6 months and 1 year, the individual animals are generally released so that they can live in their natural environment again. Now, if you'd all like to just follow me.
That is the end of Section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.